From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian Defense Ministry says a plane with 92 people on board, including a popular military choir, has crashed in the Black Sea shortly after taking off from the resort town of Sochi. The aircraft was headed to an air base in Syria Sunday at the time of the crash. The Russian Defense Ministry says some bodies have been recovered. There is no indication of what might have caused the crash. Officials say there was no distress signal sent from the cockpit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu voicing outrage at a UN Security Council vote calling for an end to further settlement activity in the occupied territories said he ordered his government to withhold $8 million to five UN institutions. Speaking to a televised audience, Netanyahu said he has instructed the foreign ministry to complete within a month a new evaluation of all contacts with the United Nations institutions, all the presence of UN representatives in Israel. Netanyahu said Israel would ignore the resolution's provisions. He accused President Barack Obama backing out of a long-standing commitment to Israel. A former Palestinian peace negotiator called the vote a clear and unanimous message to Netanyahu that his policies will not lead to peace or security either in Israel or elsewhere in the region. European security authorities, shaken by the latest terror attack at Christmas market in Berlin, are on high alert as Christians gather at Europe churches and cathedrals to celebrate the Christmas holiday with prayer and song. Europe has seen a sharp rise in terrorist attacks in the past 13 months, starting with the Paris attacks last November that left 130 people dead. This